I don't know how to draw anything except boa constrictors from the outside and boa constrictors from the inside.
Oh, that will be all right,
he said.
Children understand.
So then I made a pencil sketch of a muzzle, and as I gave it to him, my heart was torn. You have plans that I do not know about, I said. But he did not answer me. He said to me instead,
you know, my descent of the earth, tomorrow will be its anniversary.
Then, after a silence, he went on.
I came down very near here.
And he flushed. And once again, without understanding why, I had a queer sense of sorrow. One question, however, occurred to me. Then it was not by chance that on the morning when I first met you, a week ago, you were strolling along like that, all alone, 1,000 miles from any inhabited region. You were on your way back to the place where you landed. The little prince flushed again, and I added with some hesitancy, perhaps it was because of the anniversary. The little prince flushed once more. He never answered questions. But when one flushes, does that not mean yes? Ah, I said to him, I am a little frightened. But he interrupted me.
Now you must work. You must return to your engine. I will be waiting for you here. Come back tomorrow evening.
But I was not reassured. I remembered the fox. One runs the risk of weeping a little if one lets himself be tamed.